5H. Exercise 1, page 88.
Andy's blog.
I've just finished Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. It's the story of a young man called Pip, who gets money to help him become a gentleman. This has been his dream since he was a boy. But when it happens, he loses touch with what's really important and starts thinking he's better than everyone close to him. When the money runs out, he has to find a job and work for the first time in his life. That's when he learns what is most important in life: hard work and friends. It was such a great book that I watched the film too, the one from 2012. Jeremy Irvine stars as Pip, and there are many other famous actors in it, like Ralph Fiennes and Helena Bonham Carter. I enjoyed it, but not as much as the book. For a start, it didn't have as much detail as the book, which is over 500 pages long. Also, Pip wasn't like I had imagined him from the book. Has anyone else found the film of a book they liked disappointing?
Comments.
Hi Andy, I'm Margarita. Love your blog. I saw the film Moby Dick after I had read the book, and I actually like the film more. Basically, Moby Dick is about a huge white whale. The whale bit off the leg of the main character, Captain Ahab, the last time Ahab was out at sea. Now Ahab wants to find the whale and kill it. The book was entertaining when Herman Melville was actually telling the story, but only about half of the 700 pages describe the hunt for Moby Dick. The rest is full of bits that sound like they come from an encyclopedia, such as descriptions of different kinds of whales and the history of whaling. I found that a bit boring, but that's just my opinion. The film version that I saw is the 1956 classic. John Huston directed it, and Gregory Peck played Captain Ahab. The film tells the story from the book very well. They filmed it in Madeira, Portugal, so the scenery is beautiful. It's an old film and the special effects aren't great, but it still feels true to life. I think that's because the cast do such an amazing job.